Welcome to Faith in Corinth. This podcast is an extension of the Central Church located at 293 County Road 218 in Corinth, Mississippi. We hope and trust today's broadcast will bring you hope, encouragement, and insight from God's Word. And we ask you to like and share this podcast with those to whom you believe it will benefit. Again, thank you for joining us. Now, let the moments Jesus shared with his creation happen. At a time of immense sadness around the tomb. It was the first day of the week and darkness still covered the land. The recent events that had unfolded were still troubling to many. How could have the world's only hope been crucified and then placed in a borrowed tomb? A mixture of confusion, questions, and sorrow led three ladies to the place of Jesus' burial. When they arrived, they were astonished. The stone had been rolled away. Immediately, they run to tell Peter and the disciple, John. Peter and John, the Bible said, raced to the site with John outrunning his friend. John looks in the tomb only to find the body of Jesus gone. Only his linen garments remained. When Peter arrives, he goes into the empty tomb with John following his lead. After realizing Jesus was not there, the men return to their own homes, but not Mary Magdalene. She stayed behind, alone, weeping. She first has a short conversation with two angels. And they ask her, "Why weepest thou?" And her response was, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they've laid him." She turns around and then sees what she believes is the gardener. And this quote-unquote gardener asks the same question as did the angels. "Why weepest thou?" Her response was the same. It's very similar. If you've taken him somewhere, would you just please tell me where he is? Then it was at that moment that Mary's world completely changed, because Jesus simply spoke one word. "Mary." He called her by her name. That hopelessness that she had felt was now gone. Could it be? It is, because nobody speaks my name like Jesus does. In my reading a few weeks ago, I read a phrase and instantly the Lord spoke to me. And I have held this word in, this message in today for about 3 weeks now, and I have prayed for right timing. It was the type of message I felt like it just can't be preached anytime. It's got to be preached at the exact moment that God wants it to be delivered. So for you that are gathered here today, somebody in this house, God has a word for you. And I want to deliver what the word gave, what God gave me. Because in my reading, I read a phrase. And when I read it, the Lord instantly spoke to me. And what he said moved me so deeply at that moment, but it lingered in my spirit for the following two or three days. And this was the phrase that I read: "And the word of the Lord came to me." In some form or fashion, this phrase is declared over 60 times in the scripture. "And the word of the Lord came to me." And this is what God spoke to me when I read that passage of scripture: that no matter where you are, the word has the ability to find you. Now, I've come to tell some people in this house today that no matter where you are, God's word has the ability to find you no matter where you are. I pray and hope today that you'll let the Word of God find you and you'll embrace the Word of God this morning. In Job chapter number 22 and verse number 8, Job said, "Behold, I go forward, but he is not there, and backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand that I cannot see him." But he was able to come to this realization in life that even though it appears that I cannot find him, no matter where I look, I have this confidence. He knoweth the way that I take. And when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. I've come to tell somebody today with great confidence who feels like you're in a place of despondency, that you feel like you don't know where God is, you don't know where to turn. You have been battling deep hopelessness. I've come to let you know today that in spite of what problems you may be surrounded by and what words of hopelessness the adversary is whispering in your ears, I've come to let you know today that God knows exactly where you are. I've come to tell you today that this should serve notice into your spirit, that God knows exactly how to find me where I am. The word of the Lord came to me. David spoke these words in Psalm 139, starting in verse number 7. He said, "Whither shall I go from thy spirit, and whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there surely shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me." You ever felt like that? "Surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be a light unto me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both a light to thee." Amen. Here in these two passages of Scripture, we've got one who is saying, "I can't find him. It doesn't matter where I look. I look to the right or to the left, and I can't find him." And David said, "It doesn't matter where I go. I cannot escape the presence of the Almighty God." The highest mountain, the lowest valley, the deepest dungeon and the darkest den, I want you to know that no matter where you are in this service today, his word knows how to find you. His word knows how to find you. The word found David at Daniel at a time when he had been very troubled. For 3 weeks he had been fasting. He was troubled in his spirit about the nation of Israel. But in his time of trouble, the word of God comes to him. And God spoke to him and said, "Behold, a hand touched me and set me trembling on my hands and his knees. And he said to me," God spoke to me and said, "O Daniel, man greatly loved, understand the words that I speak to you and stand upright, for now I have been sent to you." And when he had spoken this to me, this word to me, I stood up trembling. Then he said to me, this is what God said in a time that Daniel was troubled, wearied in his spirit, concerned about the outcome of Israel. For 3 weeks he had been troubled in his spirit and his mind, but the word of God came to him and said, "Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou set your heart to understand and humbled yourself before God, your words have been heard, and I have come because of your words." God sent an angel to him and let him know, "I know you've been wearied. I know you've been troubled. You're on your hands and your knees. You're seeking the face of God. You're looking for a word from God, and God sent me to tell you Don't be afraid. God's got a plan. It's all going to work out. I've come to tell somebody today, God wants to speak into somebody's heart today. I know you feel like isolated. I feel like you feel like you're by yourself. You feel like the mountains are all around you. But God's word is here this morning to find you. And God's going to speak to you today. God's going to speak to you today. Matter of fact, we could probably close our Bibles right now and walk out of this house. And there's many that could walk out of this place saying that in this service today, God's word found me and spoke to me. If it's nothing more than what we've already declared, God's word has the ability to find you. And the Lord told Daniel, fear not. I've come to help somebody today, amen, through the word of God. Don't be afraid. Don't waste your life away by fear and trembling about the outcome. We're going to pray. We're going to believe God. We're going to trust God. And God's going to work everything out according to his will and his pleasure. I'm just going to keep walking hand in hand with God, and I am not going to be overcome with fear and terror in my mind and in my spirit. The word of God came to Simon Peter as he was warned about the desires of his adversary, the devil. The Lord speaks to Simon Peter in Luke chapter 22, verses 31 and 32, and the Lord said to Simon, you know what happened? The word found Simon Peter where he was, and the Lord said, behold, Satan hath desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. But God said, I've not finished telling you what the adversary wants to do. I've got a word for you, Simon Peter, and the word is this: I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, not if you're converted, not if you overcome, not if you make it through the trial, he said, but when you are converted, I am commanding you to strengthen the brethren. Amen. The adversary's been talking to some of you. The enemy's been lying to some of you. Amen. But the word of God has come to speak into your life today. Hallelujah. God wants you to be reminded, I have prayed for you. I want somebody to know today that the word of God has got the ability to find you no matter where you find yourself today. God's word is searching for you. God's word is searching for you today. And before you leave this house, if you'll open your spirit up, God is going to talk to you, and you're going to find out that the word really does have the ability to find me where I am. How about the word that came to the jailer who was watching over Paul and Silas as they were unjustly thrown into prison, bound with stocks and chains behind cold prison bars? Paul and Silas decided we could sit here in our condition if we want to and do nothing, but somebody said we're going to strike up a chord and we're going to sing and we're going to pray. And we're going to praise the Lord. The Bible said that as they commenced to, as they started to worship and they began to pray, that God took that jailhouse and shook it. And when God was finished shaking the jailhouse, prison doors were open, chains had fallen off, and the jailer that was responsible for watching over those that were in captivity, when he noticed that the prison doors were open, he just knew they've all escaped, they've all gone, and because of that, somebody's going to kill me, and I'm not going to wait for them to kill me. He took out his sword and was about to take his own life. But the word of God found that jailer where he was. And the apostle Paul spoke up and shouted out to him, hey man, we're all still here. Do yourself no harm. That man that was about to commit suicide, that man that had the sword out and that was ready to end it all in that moment of despondency, in that moment that he found himself in, you know what happened? The word of God found him where he was. And on that day he was converted and his whole household was converted. I'm going to tell you, it may look like trouble. It may look like the end right now, but I don't believe God has finished writing the chapters of your story and of your life. I believe that the best is yet to come. But in order for that to happen, you got to surrender yourself and let God's word arrest you this morning. And realize, I'm not here by happenstance. There's not a person in this house this morning that you're here by accident. God, you are here by the divine will of God. And I say that with all confidence this morning. The word can find you today. And the word of the Lord came to me. What a powerful knowledge to know that God would take time to speak personally and directly to me. That's what they were declaring when they penned this in the Word of God, and the Word of the Lord came to me. God speaks to Israel about their restoration. In Jeremiah chapter number 30 and verse number 17, the Word of the Lord says, "For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord." What wounds have you been carrying around that are unhealed? What wounds have you just decided I'm just going to live with because I can't overcome them? Childhood horror stories that some of you have lived through, that you've just kind of put a Band-Aid on it and think, this will be the best of it, and all that can happen for me. I'm telling you, God has the ability to heal you of your wounds. A bitter divorce, God can heal you. A mom or a dad that walked out of your life when you needed them, God can heal you. Friends that turned their back on you that you thought were trusted and would never leave your side, I'm telling you, God can heal you of all of your wounds. Things that you pin up inside that you've yet to release, I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost can heal you today and set you free from all of those attitudes, from all of those feelings, from all of that mindset that you have. The word of the Lord came to me. Could it be said, amen, that several weeks from now, as you walk free from the bondage of what the adversary and life has put on you, you can stand and tell people, I was on a Sunday morning service at the Central Church, but the word of the Lord came to me, and when God spoke to me, it completely set me free from the bondage that I was living in. I want you to know today the word can find you wherever you are. The word can find you. Even if you've sinned, the word can find you. Even if you sit in this house this morning and you know that if God comes back right now, you're going to die lost, I'm telling you, the word can find you in your sin-riddled condition. He has not turned his back on you. Contrary to what your adversary would say, God has not turned his back on you. Matter of fact, I feel the same spirit in here this morning as it was when he walked in the cool of the day through the garden, having had close companionship with his first created beings, Adam and Eve. But then they partake of the forbidden tree. They realize their nakedness. They realize that they had sinned. And sin separates man from God. And then all of a sudden they hear that familiar voice as it calls out for them, "Adam, Eve, where are you?" And I've submit to you today, as I have in years past, that it was not a question of information, because he's all-knowing. There's not anything that God does not know. It was not a question of information. It was the ability of the the ability of God to draw lost humanity back to himself. It was God's appeal. I know you're lost. I know you've done wrong, but I've come searching for you today because I want you to know I love you. I'm calling you, and I'm calling you by your name. Hallelujah. Here they were again in their sin-filled condition, but the Word, God, the Word began to find them in that garden where they were. You know what happened? He takes the blood or the skin of an animal and covers their nakedness, and in typology, he covers their sin with blood. I'm telling you today, I don't care if you're living in sin, if you know you're not right with God, I'm telling you the Word of God is here to find you today, and God wants to bring you back in right relationship with him. I would tell you today, submit yourself to God. Raise your hands to heaven and say, God, I'm tired of running. I'm tired of hiding. I know you've been calling my name. I know you've been reaching for me. I know you've been reaching out to my heart, and I've avoided it. But not today. I realize the Word of God is trying to find me, and I'm submitting myself to the Word of God. Maybe you're living a life of rebellion right now. You're doing things that you shouldn't be doing, that you know you shouldn't be doing. Well, David had the same problem. He was a man after God's own heart. What the Word of God tells us, he was a man after God's own heart. But we see a time in David's life when he did some very bad deeds. Commits adultery. Puts her husband on the front lines of the battlefield. His life is taken from him. He thinks he's got it all hidden. He thinks everything's covered up. Until the man of God, it was revealed to the man of God, Nathan, and the prophet addresses the king and gives him a short parable and then asks the king, what would you do if this had happened in real life? And David said, boy, and he starts spitting out the judgment that he would offer according to the parable that the man of God gave. And then all of a sudden, the preacher, David's pastor, if you will, pointed his bony finger in the face of David and said, thou art the man. David had a choice and a decision on that day. I can get angry because the Word of God found me where I was and confronted my sin and my lawless lifestyle. Or we can do as David did. We can find a place of repentance and say, God, I want to get things right with you. No matter where you are this morning, the Word of God has the ability to find you in that place that you're at. The Word came to those facing an unprecedented famine. They're killing their babies and eating them. It was an unusual and an unprecedented famine. But in the middle of their famine, God speaks to the man of God and to Israel. The Word of the Lord came to him and said, this time tomorrow, I know as hopeless as it appears. I know as bad as it is right now. Tomorrow, this time tomorrow, you're going to be buying and selling goods in the gates of Samaria. You're going to enjoy the blessings of the land. And the man of God was bold enough to echo what God had spoken to him. Oh, yes, there was one who said, if God could make windows in heaven, I don't know if he could do something like this. And the man of God said, you'll see it, but you'll not partake of it. But here they were in their famine-stricken condition. And in that moment, the Word of God found them. The Word of God found them. The Word came to Nineveh when they were back, when they were away from God in horrible sin and in horrible condition. Jonah, yes, he runs from the Lord. He tries to go to Tarshish instead of going to Nineveh, but he finally makes his journey to Nineveh. And when he goes, guess what? He begins to declare the Word of God, and people begin to repent and put on sackcloth and ashes because they did not want the judgment of God falling on their life. God could have just let them go. God could have just let them die in their sin, but the Word of God found them where they were. The Word can find you today. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In verse number 14, the Bible lets us know, and the Word became flesh. The Word became flesh. Jesus Christ is the Word. When the woman who had the issue of blood touched the hem of Jesus' garment, it was the same as if she was drawing virtue out of the Word, because He is the Word. And I'm telling you today, you can draw virtue out of the Word of God today. God's Word knows how to find you. I know I've not preached long this morning, and I'm finished. I want you to stand at this time. I was sharing a story yesterday with Brother Curtis, and we began to talk about how I went from Okmulgee back home to Corinth. And as I was telling the story, I began to relive events that had happened. And it's like the Lord just kind of spoke something to me. But before I moved back to Corinth and became privileged to become pastor of this church, I was in a horrible season of life. I felt disconnected from Okmulgee. But I look back at, when did that disconnection start? When did that whole transformation begin to take place? And I really do believe it happened at a moment when I was traveling, just gotten into Tulsa. 71st Street would have construction, and so I had to go down another street, a side street that I normally wouldn't go down. But it was in that season, that moment, as I was driving, I began to think about friends of mine in Oklahoma who were privileged to pastor in the same state that they were raised in. I got to think about my pastor, Brother Shatwell. God, he was raised in Oklahoma. And you let him pastor in the same state that he was raised in. Begin to think about the Schweitzers and the Godwins at the time, and Brother Howard and others, people that were raised in Oklahoma. And I've got tears streaming down my face. I had to pull over on the side of the road. I was crying so bad. Now I'd say, God, you've got me in this forsaken place. I felt forsaken. God, why won't you let me go back home? And as I was telling Brother Curtis that story yesterday, the thought came to me. It is as if it was at the moment when Hagar's son, Hagar and her son were cast out of the house, that God heard the voice of the lad where he was. I wonder how long you've been crying and weeping. How long you've been living in this place of despondency. I challenge you today to open up your heart and your spirit and let the Word find you today. Because I'm telling you, the Word's looking. And to the troubled heart, He wants to bring peace. And to the weary soldier, He wants to give strength. And to the person that's not where they need to be with God, He wants to bring hope and salvation. To the backslider, He wants you to come back home. Come on, Adam. Come on, Eve. You know what the Word was doing? I'm looking for you. You're in this garden somewhere. The Word is searching for you. And at 293 County Road 218 this morning, the Word is searching this sanctuary over. And God wants you to know it'll be all right. If you put your hand in His hands, it's going to be all right. You can make it. You can overcome sin by the help of God's Spirit, by the being baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost. You can overcome sin. You can't do it by yourself. You'll never be able to do it by yourself. But the Word's come to find you today to let you know you can make it. You can make it. Brother Harmon, I don't know if I've got any brighter days ahead of me. I believe the Word of God has come to find you today, to let you know there's hope. There's hope. You're not going to find it in the things of this world. It's only going to be found in Jesus. But the Word has come to find you today. Let's pray. I know it's a little different. I know I've preached differently than normal today. But I just feel ministry. I didn't feel to rear back and preach as I normally would. I just feel to kind of talk to you this morning. And I want you to know the Word's looking for you right now. And it's going to find an open heart. It's going to find a place that says, all right, God, I'm tired of running. I'm tired of hiding. I'm tired of living under these oppressive conditions that I've allowed myself to live under. I'm tired of that. I'm weary of it, God. I want to find the hope that only you can bring. I want to find the strength that only you can bring. Sister Fisk, I felt your pain this morning as you was up here praying. All I could think about when you were praying is that what she's finding right now, she's realizing the Word knows how to find you where you are. God's Word knows how to find you where you are. Let's close our eyes. Let's talk to Jesus for just a moment here, this place. Come on. Would you make yourself available for the touch of Jesus? Will you let Jesus touch you this morning? Come on. Will you let Jesus touch you this morning? Praise God. I release the Word of the Lord this morning in the name of Jesus. I release the Word of the Lord this morning, God, just as you gave it to me. Some 3 weeks ago, I released the Word today. And let that strength come. Let that power come. Let that hope come, I pray now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You've been ducking and hiding from God's Word. It's come to let you know I found you today. And it'll prosper you if you let it. The Word will prosper you if you'll let it. Come on, let God heal those wounds that you've been carrying around. Let God heal those wounds that you've been carrying around in Jesus' name. Now I'm asking you, would you bring your brokenness? Would you bring your wounds? Would you bring your sin? Would you bring your hopelessness? Would you step out of that row of chairs that you're sitting in? Would you walk down that row that's near you? Would you walk down to this altar and say, I'm giving it all to Jesus right now? Because if nothing else is said or done, God has revealed to me in this service, just through the simple act of the ministry of His Word, God knows how to find me. His Word has come to find me. And the Word of the Lord came to me. The Word of the Lord came to me. Hallelujah. Come on, would you like to join them around the altar in praying and talking to God? In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I'm looking for hearts that are ready to pour it out to Jesus. I'm looking for people that are ready to say, God, I'm exchanging my life for the one that you want to give me. I'm here to exchange all of my brokenness, all of my sin, all of my trauma. I'm here to exchange it for what you can give me this morning, God. And the Word of the Lord came to me. I'll be that while you're praying this morning, God can speak directly into your spirit today. I'm telling you, I believe that God can give you a direct word this morning while you're praying. Before you walk out of this house, I'll be that God can speak His Word into your spirit. Hallelujah. Come on, as you pray, open your mind up and let His Word speak to you. As you're calling on the name of Jesus, let His Word speak to you. Because I'm telling you, God does want to speak to you this morning. God wants to speak to you this morning in the name of Jesus. Come on, let's pray, church. Come on, let's pray, church. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, would you like to join those that are up here this morning that have made the bold step to come up here? Would you like to join them this morning? Hallelujah. God, I'm troubled about life. I'm confused about decisions. I don't know which road to take. I don't know what path I should be on. I need the Word of God to speak to me. I'm telling you, God will talk to you just like He talked to His disciples, just like He talked to the prophets, just like He talked to the nation of Israel. God will speak to you too. God's going to speak to you too. I believe that. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.